Title: Composing in Modes for Fresh Jungle Color Advanced. Alright, let's level up your jungle and drum and bass harmony in a way that still hits like dancefloor music. Today we're composing in modes inside Ableton Live, but with a very specific goal: fresh color without losing the roll, without turning it into jazz homework, and without wrecking your sub. The big idea is simple. We're going to keep one root center the whole time, and we'll change the emotional lens by switching modes. Same root, different DNA. That's how you get those new chapter moments in a drop, without your track feeling like it changed songs. By the end, you'll have a tight 32-bar loop to drop sketch at 170 BPM. Break-driven drums, a system-safe rolling sub, stabs or pads that carry the modal identity, and a variation section, where you pivot modes while the groove stays locked. Step 0, set the room up fast and disciplined. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. If you like, add a subtle swing in the groove pool, something like an MPC 16 swing around 10 to 20%. Keep it subtle. Jungle already swings naturally, you're just adding glue. Now create your tracks. You want an audio track for drums, maybe an extra kick and snare layer, then MIDI tracks for sub, mid-bass, and stab or pad, and an Atmos or FX track if you like. This track layout matters because it reinforces the main concept: sub is function, mid-bass speaks the mode, stabs and pads sell the scene. Step 1. Pick a root and commit. We're going to use F as our root. It sits great for subs and it's super common in bass music. For the first section, we'll work in F Dorian. Here is F Dorian. F, G, Ab, PB, C, D, Ib. And here's what to listen for emotionally. It's dark, but it has that lift. The secret ingredient is the sixth degree, D. That note is the hope inside the darkness vibe that Dorian is famous for. Now lock it into Ableton, so you can write fast without second-guessing every note. On your melodic tracks, especially sub, mid-bass, and stab/pad, drop a scale MIDI effect. Set the bass to F, then build the mask so only those Dorian notes pass through. F, G, Ab, BB, C, D, Ib. Turn off anything else. Then, inside the MIDI clip editor, turn on scale and fold. Fold is your best friend here. It visually removes the wrong notes so your brain can focus on rhythm and contour, not theory panic. Teacher note: scale devices are training wheels, but in a good way. For advanced writing, they free your attention so you can think about voice leading and groove placement, which is what actually makes the sound pro. Step 2. Drums first. Always. You want the harmony to ride a believable jungle pocket, not float over it. Drop in a break. Amen. Think. Hot pants. Whatever you've got. Warp it in beats mode. Preserve transience, and start your envelope around 20 to 40. Then slice it to a new MIDI track using Slice to Drum Rack. Now you can reprogram the break while keeping the original swagger. If you want a cleaner punch, layer a kick and snare underneath. EQ them so they support instead of fight. On the kick layer, roll off sub rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz, and if it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 350. On the snare layer, add a touch around 180 to 250 for body, and a bit of 4 to 7k for crack if needed. Then bus your drums and add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and just aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to smash it. You're trying to make it feel like one instrument. Step 3. Write a sub that's modal, but system safe. This is where people ruin their low end. They get excited about modes and start writing wandering bass lines in the sub octave. Don't. In drum and bass, your sub is the foundation. Modal color down there is a seasoning, not the meal. Use operator with a sine wave, short attack, medium decay, and set sustain so it's strong but controlled. Add saturator after it, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft clip on. Then EQ8 with a low pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz depending on how pure you want it. Now write a 2-bar sub loop that rolls, but uses very few notes. In F Dorian, your safest sub targets are F and C. That's root and fifth. You can sprinkle Eb or G occasionally for flavor, but keep the majority on F and C. Here's a solid example movement you can use as a starting point. Bar 1, F, F, C, Eb. Bar 2, F, G, F, C. Use mostly 8th notes, with occasional little 16th pickups into snare moments. Teacher note: what makes a DNB subline feel rolling is usually rhythm, not melodic complexity. If you want more musical identity, do it in the mid layer and the stabs. Keep the sub confident and predictable. Step 4. Build a modal chord pool for stabs and pads. This is where modes shine in jungle, especially with short stabs, tight voicings, and those ravish chord hits that imply harmony without turning into long, floaty progressions. Grab wave-eatable or analog. Basic shapes is fine. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it controlled. Add auto filter with a low pass, maybe a small envelope amount so it has a plucky edge, light saturation, then reverb with a pre-delay, and high cut the reverb so it doesn't hiss all over your break. Finish with utility to widen the stab, but remember, sub stays mono. Now let's create a Dorian palette in F Dorian. Think in usable chord shapes. Thf M, Thf Hab, C, J's M, G, BB, D, Ab, Ab, C, Ib, BB, BB, D, F, C, M, C, Ib, G, Ib, Ib, G, BB. Pick a progression that rolls. Option A is soulful and very usable, FM to BB to C, M to BB. Option B is darker, FM to Ab to Ib to FM. Option C has lift, FM to G, M to BB to C, M. Voice these tight and keep them mostly between F3 and F5. Don't stack big low notes. You're composing around the sub, not competing with it. Now here's an advanced coaching point. The mode doesn't read because you named the chord GM. The mode reads because of voice leading and targets. If your chords jump to totally different shapes, the ear hears random. So try this. Keep two voices the same between chords and move one note at a time. That's how you sound intentional. Step 5. The modal pivot. Same root. New color. This is the cheat code for jungle. We keep F as home base, but we switch the mode for a section. F Dorian, F G, Ab, BB, C, D, Ib, F Rygin, F GB, Ab, BB, C, TB, Ib, F Mixolydian, F G, A, BB, C, T, Ib, F Harmonic Minor, F G, Ab, BB, C, TB, E. Notice. Each one has a defining note that tells the listener what world they're in. Dorian's target note is D, the 6. Phrygian's target note is GB, the flat 2. Mixolydian's target note is A, the major 3. Harmonic minor's target note is E, the major 7. So here's how we do it in Ableton without making a mess. Duplicate your stab clip. Name one stab Dorian, one stab Phrygian, and so on. Then either use different scale devices per track, or keep one track and automate a rack chain that swaps the scale mapping. Now the arrangement plan for 32 bars. Bars 1 through 8, Dorian, establish the vibe. Bars 9 through 16, Phrygian, darken before the drop. Bars 17 through 24, back to Dorian, that release feels massive. Bars 25 through 32, harmonic minor as a tension twist, like a second drop hint. But here's the critical part. When you switch modes, you must signal it. Phrygian needs to spotlight GB. Harmonic minor needs to spotlight E. Do it in a top voice of your stab, or a tiny counter melody, or a vocal chop pitch to that note, or even a riser that lands on it. The point is, you're telling the listener, new chapter, not hoping they notice. Step 6. Mid-bass speaks the mode in the 150 to 600 zone. This is where you can get aggressive and characterful without destabilizing the sub. Make a mid-bass with wave-eatable, saw or a richer wave. Add saturation, filter movement, and EQ it so it stays out of the true low end. High pass it around 80 to 120 HE. Now write it like a conversation with the stabs. If your stabs hit on classic jungle sync points, like the end of 2 and 4, have your mid-bass answer on beat 1, or as a pickup into 3. Keep it hokey. And this is where you insert the modal target note consistently. In Dorian sections, let D pop out in the riff once every 2 bars, maybe as the last note of the phrase. In Phrygian, introduce GB, but be careful. That note can sound harsh if it's too bright. Put it in a darker voice, or band limit the mid-bass with a filter so it feels ominous instead of piercing. Extra advanced move. Register separation as composition, not just mixing. Sub mostly does F and C. Mid-bass carries the defining note, like D or GB. Stab carries an upper version of that note, so the ear catches it even when the mix is busy. That's how you get modal clarity in a dense breakbeat context. Step 7. Glue harmony to drums with side chain and placement. Modes won't land if your harmony floats outside the pocket. Put a compressor on the stab and mid-bass tracks. Side chain it to the kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 80 to 150 ms. And aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on how dense your music is. If your kick pattern is busy or inconsistent because of the break, do the ghost kick trick. Create a separate sidechain kick track, mute it or set it to sends only, and use that as your sidechain input so the pump is consistent and musical. Teacher note, Sidechain isn't just loudness management, it's rhythmic phrasing. It's how you make harmonic hits feel like they're part of the break, not pasted on top. Step 8. Arrangement moves that make the modal changes hit as DNB energy. First, do a mode reveal at the drop. In the intro or build, keep chords sparse and filtered. When the drop hits, open the filter slightly and feature the target note in the top voice. That makes the mode feel like a payoff. Second, control harmonic rhythm. Try an 8-bar idea. For bars 1 to 4, only 2 chords. For bars 5 to 8, move through 4 chords. Same progression length, more momentum. It keeps the dance floor engaged without turning into chord soup. Third, automate harmonic focus with width and ambience. In the drop, narrow your stab width a little and shorten reverb so rhythm dominates. In breakdowns, widen and lengthen tails so harmony dominates. That's composition disguised as mixing. Now quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't overcolor the sub. Too many modal notes down there equals weak, unstable low end. Don't switch modes without signaling it. If you don't spotlight G, B or E or D, it just sounds off. Don't voice chords too low or too wide. It fights the sub and smears transients. Don't ignore the drum pocket. Great harmony with bad placement will not roll. And keep reverb under control. Fast breaks plus long tails equals mosh. Use pre-delay and high cut. Now, let's lock in a mini exercise you can do in about 15 to 25 minutes. Pick root F. Make a 2-bar drum loop with a sliced break. Write a sub using only F and C for the first pass. Create a stab progression in F Dorian. Duplicate that stab clip and convert it to F Phrygian. And make sure GB appears in the top voice at least once every 2 bars. Then arrange 8 bars Dorian, 8 bars Phrygian, 16 bars Dorian for the drop. When you bounce it, do one extra pro habit. Listen at low volume. If the mode shift still feels exciting and the groove still rolls, you nailed it. If you want the bigger homework challenge, extend it to 48 bars and do 3 scenes with 1 root without changing your sub's core notes. Bars 1 to 16, Dorian. Sub is basically only F and C, maybe 1 ib pickup every 4 bars, and D needs to be clearly featured at least once every 2 bars. Bars 17 to 32, Phrygian. Keep the same rhythm and stab placement as the Dorian section, but change only 1 voice in the main stab to introduce GB. Add a tiny 2-beat signpost fill right before bar 17 that hits GB, like an announcement. Bars 33 to 48, choose Mixolydian or Harmonic Minor. If Mixolydian, feature A in a controlled rave glow way. If Harmonic Minor, use E as a turnaround note, don't spam it. Add a new mid-bass response motif using only 3 notes max. This audio version is shortened for playback.